I think maybe I'd like to revise and extend my earlier remarks. The crowd has filled in a little bit at the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I guess the home bleachers are maybe, what, a little more than half full. Lakeland has just a small crowd across the way. Evergreen's 5-0, Thunderbirds 3-5. And, you know, the Thunderbirds have losses to, what, Tomahawk and Rhinelander. They come in here at a four-game losing streak. You got to figure the Evergreens would blow out some of the teams that have put losses on the Thunderbirds here, which is why we are thinking that this may be a somewhat one-sided game. Sophomore Nolan St. Germain is one of the starters for Lakeland, joined by a junior, Alex Fortier. Colin Quade, remember him from a year ago. Michael Oimet and Cody Wolf. Wolf is 6'3", the tallest player that the Thunderbirds have on their roster. For the Evergreens, again in the home white with the yellow numerals and green trim, Cade Siebertson for the Evergreens, Alex Studeman, Brian Hallenbeck, Ethan Ostrowski, and Keaton Edwards. DC Everest basketball tonight on Fox Sports is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. I believe that is our Everest Athletic Director, Jim Seckel, on the mic tonight. Again, even for our game day staff here at the DC Everest Fieldhouse, this is a makeup game, not on everyone's regular schedule, so sometimes it is catch as catch can for getting everyone together for tonight's game. Only the Evergreen's second home game. This is a busy week around the Everest Athletic Department. Tomorrow, DC Everest hockey at Spash. Thursday, hockey against Wisconsin Rapids, and then the Everest basketball team plays at Spash on Friday. Here, our ball is in the air, controlled by Keaton Edwards. Let's light this candle. We're underway. The Evergreens tap it over to Alex Studeman, who promptly travels. So the Evergreens open up the game with a turnover. Lakeland to Limbaugh, right in front of their bench. Evergreens, full court pressure. Evergreens' defense was really good. That's stolen by Brolin. Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck could not save it. Foot was on the end line as he tried to scoop that ball backwards to one of his teammates. Lakeland will keep possession. Still have to go the length of the floor. We are just underway again. Makeup game from 2.5 weeks ago when the snow had something to say about the Evergreens home opener. Alex Fortier in the backcourt gets it forward to his big man, Cody Wolf. And that's how Lakeland finally gets into the front court. A sophomore guard, Nolan St. Germain, will run the offense. Alex Fortier, a three, no good, just barely grazed the front of the rim. Rebounded underneath, and Lakeland gets an offensive rebound and a basket. Scored by Michael Oimet. Evergreen's now in the front court. Lakeland picks up half-court man-to-man. Studeman turns it over before, hits a three ball to open it up here. Studeman. High man on Friday night against Marshfield gives the Evergreens a 3-2 lead. Lakeland deals with a trap, gets it into the front court, pass down low to Oimet, blocked from behind by Studeman, and picked up there by the Evergreens' Keaton Edwards. Evergreens' defense good. Studeman swings it over to Ostrowski, thought about the three, now drives in. Ostrowski is stripped by Alex Fortier. 2-on-2 back the other way. Fortier lost the handle from behind as Ostrowski was chasing him down the floor, goes out of bounds. Knocked out from behind by the Evergreens' Ostrowski. So plays a little bit sloppy here in the early going. Evergreens lead 3-2. Lakeland inbounds underneath their own basket to Fortier, way up high to Nolan St. Germain. Down low, this is Wolf on Keaton Edwards. He sensed the mismatch and goes back out. Got the ball in the low blocks and just nothing doing. Colin Quade. Now bouncing this along the end line, Oimet almost lost the handle. Ostrowski right in his face. Good defense. Yeah, wow, Lakeland's having trouble getting a look here. The Evergreens playing very tight man-to-man. Oimet low blocks, works around Ostrowski. Ethan got him to alter his shot, and he missed at the rim. Rebound to Hallenbeck, all the way ahead to Keaton Edwards. Back out. Three ball. Siebertson. Good! Really smart play by Keaton Edwards to set up the three. Keaton realized that he was too far underneath the rim and was going to have to bend his body back. Now a steal and a turnover as Lakeland, not careful with the ball, ahead, spinning underneath as Cade Siebertson, too strong. And Nolan St. Germain gets the rebound. Into the front court, driving in, scoring. Lakeland right to the basket. Nolan St. Germain. 6-4. 15:45 to play in the first half. Evergreen's pressure defense put Lakeland up against it. From the baseline, three. Studeman, no good, off the front rim. Evergreen's can't squeeze the rebound. Goes out of play into the Lakeland bench. Thunderbirds ball. Trailing 6-4. Again, full court pressure. Lakeland breaks it into the front court. Oimet one-on-one, but Ostrowski is back and got Oimet to change his shot then and pulls it down, goes back out. Thinking about the three there, Colin Quadi picks it up. Alex Fortier. Fortier down low, threw it over the head of his teammate Quadi. Quadi was moving without the ball, trying to cut to the rim, and his teammate threw it too high and out of play. Keaton Edwards will come out for the Evergreens. Logan Ebersold will be the first sub in. Evergreens have the pressure on, and Lakeland's turned the ball over four times here in the early going. Evergreens bring it up. Sievertson. Studeman thought about the three, drives in, foul line extended, pulls it back down and goes into the corner. Evergreens will work for a better shot. Hallenbach splits defenders. He's fouled. This will be non-shooting. Hallenbach probing that Lakeland defense. Foul is on. Nolan St. Germain is first. Evergreen's inbound into traffic. Hallenbach, little five-footer from the baseline, hit the side of the backboard. No good. Lakeland comes away with the rebound. Pass down low. That's kicked by the Everest defender. Went off Logan Ebersold's foot. Lakeland will keep the ball. And will inbound underneath. 6-4 Evergreens. About 3 minutes in. Inbounded into the lane. Michael Oimet. Oimet over Ostrowski. He missed. Ostrowski has gotten into Omet's mind here. Hallenbeck rebound hangs and scores. Evergreens points in transition. Ostrowski's defense has been stellar, and it's been setting up Everest points in transition. Stolen on the inbound. Hallenbeck, and he left the ball behind him as he was cutting to the basket. Hallenbeck was along the near sideline, tried to cut towards the rim, and left the ball behind. Lakeland is going to take an early timeout. They have struggled against the Evergreens press. 14.5 to play in the first half. Everest 8, Lakeland 4. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. For 100 years, M&J Marine has set the standard for sales and service, and let them prove it with a new Lund boat powered by the quality and performance of a Mercury outboard. Take a trip through their massive showroom where there's a boat show every day. The best brands and Mercury. Go boldly only at M&J Marine. Proud sponsor of DC Everest Sports, I-39, exit 181, Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. M&J Marine.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Sports! Back at the DC Everest Fieldhouse, I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens lead Lakeland 8-4. Lakeland gets the ball after calling timeout. A good timeout. Lakeland wants to review how to solve the DC Everest pressure defense, which has generated five turnovers. Evergreens have turned the ball over twice, too. In the backcourt, Nolan St. Germain. Again, he's a sophomore, and he is going to get the ball back from his teammate, Alex Fortier, and gets into the front court. Along the baseline, no-look pass down low to Michael Oimet. Oimet, again, has Ostrowski on him, goes back out for a three. Colin Quadi, good. 8-7. So Lakeland gets an outside shot to fall. Here's Hallenbach off a screen down low. He traveled. Ostrowski got that rub to get the Lakeland player off of Hallenbach, and then Hallenbach dragged his back foot as he started that move to the basket. Wave off the basket. Lakeland gets the ball in what is now a one-point game. Nolan St. Germain bounces back to 48 St. Germain. Again, Evergreens looking to double-team him. Lakeland's got to break the timeline, knocked away by Colin Hall for the Evergreens. Colton Hall gives to Studeman at the rim, rolls around and in. Another turnover for Lakeland, another basket for the Evergreens. Colton Hall applied the defense. It's 10-7. Lakeland again in the backcourt. Nolan St. Germain not sure of what to do. Jacob Borak has come in for Lakeland. Borak may be a better ball handler to handle this pressure situation. Borak got the ball back, got a whistle, got a foul away from the ball underneath. It's on the Evergreens. 13.5 to play, first half. Fouls on Logan Ebersold. Team's first, Lakeland will inbound underneath the basket. And it is Jacob Borak, a senior, who comes in. Borak gets the ball back right down low to Wolf. Wolf stripped as he was going up. Ethan Ostrowski. Ostrowski has factored in practically every good defensive play for the Evergreens here in the early going. No points for Ethan, but boy, he saved a lot of points for the Evergreens on the other end. Baseline inbound, three ball from Borak, too strong, and Colton Hall gets the rebound. He's banged soundly. Loose ball foul against the Thunderbirds. Cody Wolf. Evergreens will keep the ball. They'll have to go the length of the floor. Lakeland makes another substitution. Wolf comes out. Luke Larson comes in. Larson's not as tall as Wolf. Evergreens will walk it up across the timeline. Studeman now to the corner for Colton Hall. Down low, Hallenbeck. Low block spins off the glass and scores. Brian Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck had only 7 against Marshfield. Kind of a quiet night. Evergreens lead now 12-7. Again, Lakeland's going to get blown out tonight if they can't handle this DC Everest pressure. Stolen by Hallenbeck. Another turnover. Goes straight to the rim. He is fouled. No whistle. Hallenbeck scores anyway. 8 turnovers now. 14-7. Evergreens have the Thunderbirds doubled up. 12:45 to play. Lakeland still struggling in the backcourt. Nolan St. Germain is double-teamed. That's a 10-second violation. Evergreens get the ball back. Lakeland almost beat the 10-second timer. Ball was in the air going towards the center circle when the 10-second whistle sounded. Cooper Bradfish to come in for the Evergreens. Ethan Ostrowski will get a well-deserved breather. Bradfish will inbound to Brian Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck will run the point in this set. Cooper Bradfish back out. Colton Keelman now into the Evergreens, too. So the Evergreens use a little depth here from their bench. Keelman drived in, tried to pass that down low. Keelman gets it right back. Ball pinballs to Colton Keelman, up and in for the Evergreens. So everything's going right for DC Everest. This was an 8-7 game, and the Evergreens are on an 8-0 run. There's another turnover in the backcourt. Losing the handle is Alex Fortier. Evergreens' defense has been phenomenal so far. And the Evergreens' Colton Keelman inbounds for a three from the corner. Good, Logan Ebersold. Played him soft, made him pay. Evergreens' third three, and it's 19-7. Almost turned over again. Lakeland gets it into the front court. Nolan St. Germain into the lane, hangs it short. He missed everything. Right into the waiting arms of Hallenbeck. Lakeland is back defensively. Over for a three, trailing Keelman round and out, no good. And the Evergreens now on a 12-0 run. Long pass down court, turned over again. Colton Hall takes it away from the Evergreens to Keelman, blocked underneath. Good defensive play there. Luke Larson stuffed him. Back the other way, all alone, is Nolan St. Germain, who scores. Breaks that 12-0 drought. 19-9. 11.5 to play. Hallenbeck to the front court. Right down on the baseline. Cut off there. Hallenbeck's pass hits the underside of the rim. Goes out of play. Evergreen's fourth turnover to 12 for the Thunderbirds. Hallenbeck will come out, get a breather. High man right now with 6 points for the Evergreens. Team's not in any danger, leading 19-9. Lakeland in the backcourt again, double-teamed, across to Nolan St. Germain and breaks the timeline. Yeah, Lakeland has to work just to get the ball across the half-court line. So when you have to do all of that, and there's another turnover, trying to pass that down low to Colton Ellis, over his head and out of bounds. Yeah, Lakeland is laboring to get the ball into the front court. And then when they finally do, they're just as prone to turning the ball over there. Lakeland's got a lot of possessions where they haven't even gotten a look at the rim. Under 11 minutes to play in the half, Evergreens by 10. Logan Ebersold has it up high for the Evergreens to Cooper Bradfish. Bradfish looks to drive in, got a screen, hangs left hand, too strong. Rebound for Colton Keelman, ball's loose, got a reach in foul. It's on the Evergreens. Keelman was stripped, and then we had a foul battling for that loose ball in the paint. And the foul is on Colton Keelman, who lost the handle and committed the foul. Team fouls are two apiece. Evergreens again looked to trap in the backcourt. St. Germain picked up his dribble, just barely got it ahead to Michael Omet. Along the baseline, Colton Ellis back out to St. Germain. Evergreens match up man-to-man here in the front court. St. Germain, the sophomore, picked up his dribble. Evergreens defense swarmed to him. Bounce pass down low to Omet at the rim. He is fouled. Evergreens crowd reacting like they thought that was a clean block. It was not. I believe that foul is on Colton Hall. Yes, it is. Two free throws here from Michael Omet, the first of which is no good. So officially nothing's going right for Lakeland. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Omet's second free throw is good. 19-10. Evergreens have been comfortable using a deep bench here. Cooper Bradfish is on for the Evergreens. Bring it up into the front court is Hall. Bounces to Bradfish in the corner, who is open for a moment. Decides to pull it back down. Keelman, cut off, foul line extended. He traveled. Yeah, back foot wasn't planted and came up a little bit. So both teams have been a little turnover prone in the first half. Again, the story of this game is Lakeland's inability to handle the Evergreens' full court trap. Lakeland player almost turned the ball over there. 48 and a bad pass. Stolen away here by Colton Keelman, who pulls up high off the glass. No good. Evergreens rebound by Logan Ebersold, and Ebersold is fouled on a putback attempt. He'll get to the free throw line. Someday soon, we're going to have that video set up here in the Everest press box. People will decide if they want to listen to me jabber the entire game or watch it through an app. Evergreens have 1, 2, 3, 4 players ready to come in on a miss from Ebersold at the free throw line. He'll shoot one more. Foul was on Alex Fortier, his first, team's third. Ostrowski, Edwards, Studeman, Sievertson. Four starters back in, and Hallenbach will be coming in for the shooter if Ebersold makes the second, and he does. So the Evergreens' five starters all rotate back in a now 20-10 game. 10 minutes to play in the first half. Bounced in the backcourt. Tim Crisco is now in for Lakeland. Again, Lakeland just trying to find players who can handle this press. They get into the front court, but knocked away by Keaton Edwards, and Edwards is fouled while going for the loose ball. Another Lakeland turnover. That foul is on Luke Larson. His first, team's fourth. The Evergreens get the ball back. Studeman in the corner gives it to Ostrowski. Evergreen starters being unselfish, moving the ball around. Keaton Edwards, top of the key. Over to Sievertson. Now to Edwards down low. Back out. Ostrowski drives in, draws two, now goes back out to Keaton Edwards. Hallenbach splits two, gives it back out. Studeman open for a three. Good! Evergreen's great ball movement. That was a really nice possession, ending with Studeman hitting the bottom of the bucket. 23-10. Studeman's second three. He has eight and is now high man. Lakeland does get it across the timeline here to big Cody Wolf, who stood right at the center circle and used his height. Over now to Colton Ellis. Bounce pass along down low. Underneath to Luke Larson. He's bodied up by Hallenbeck and has to go back out. On the overplay, Fortier pulls up, settled for a 15-footer instead of challenging inside, and he missed it. Off the back bracket, rebound to Sievertson in transition. Sievertson tries to go coast-to-coast, drives to the bucket, and he's fouled. Free throws coming up. 23-10. Tom Crisco picks up his first. Cade Sievertson will shoot two. Evergreens has shown good ball movement in the front court, too. So this is a pretty solid effort so far. Sievertson's first free throw is good. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports student-athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Jacob Borak will come in for Colton Ellis. Lakeland substituting. Again, Lakeland's looking for combinations that can handle the ball. Sievertson makes both of his free throws. He has five, and the Evergreens have a 25-10 lead. Full court press is still on. In the backcourt, Jacob Borak gets it across the timeline to Colton Quadi. Quadi down low. Nice pass filling in the lane to Jacob Borak, who just came in, and Borak scores on the weak side. 25-12. Evergreens thinking about that three. Sievertson leaves it for Studeman along the baseline. Studeman fancy behind the back, but he's cut off. Gives it up to Edwards. Now back out for a three. A little too strong for Cade Sievertson. Unable to get the rebound was Ostrowski. Lakeland clears the boards. Into the front court. Baseline three. Borak rolls out. No good. Lakeland gets a long rebound on the near side for Quadi. Quadi makes a pass down low. Larson missed at the rim. Hallenbach gets the rebound. Lakeland is back defensively. No numbers for the Evergreens. They're going anyway. And Colton Keelman. It was a 2-on-3. No problem. Cade Sievertson on the basket. Sievertson from Keelman. 27-12. Lakeland quickly up court. They beat full court pressure this time. Tim Crisco over to Quadi. Up high while Larson open for a three, and he takes it. There's no one around him, and he missed it. Open shot. No good. Sievertson with the rebound for the Evergreens. Evergreens own the defensive boards. Very few second looks for Lakeland. Evergreens up comfortably, 27-12. In the offensive end, Ostrowski down low. Ostrowski bounces, makes an extra pass to Hallenbach, who reverses at the rim and scored. That's really unselfish. Ostrowski has not scored yet tonight. Set up his teammate, who had a better look underneath, and the Evergreens get points out of it. 29-12. Lakeland to the front court here. Cody Wolf back out. Contested three. No good. Quadi. Quadi was fair. Ostrowski rebound. Long pass. Stolen right back by Lakeland. And the Evergreens have committed a foul. I think this is on Hallenbeck. It is indeed on Brian Hallenbeck. His first. Team's fourth. And the Evergreens will sub in Jamison Morgan, who sees the court for the first time tonight. Alex Studeman is out. We're sponsored by Intercity State Bank, simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank, locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Under 7 minutes to play in the first half. Lakeland has the ball off the Everest foul. And the Evergreens have a 29-12 lead. Hallenbach almost quit another foul down low. Ostrowski blocked, rejected. Quadi in the lane. To Hallenbach, Lakeland's back defensively. Keaton Edwards left alone for a three off the back rim. Offensive rebound, Sievertson. Extra pass to Ostrowski, misses at the rim, out of bounds. Jamison Morgan may have been over the back there. No whistle. It's out of bounds off the Evergreens. Lakeland will get the ball. 6.5 to play until halftime. Lakeland almost another turnover. Breaks it to Quadi in the front court. Now gives it back to Cody Wolf on the give and go. That's nice ball movement from Lakeland, setting up Quadi, who cut to the lane without the ball and then got it right back and scored underneath. 29-14. That may have been Lakeland's best offensive set. Evergreens Hallenbach down low to Keaton Edwards. Edwards in traffic, almost turned the ball over, picked up by Sievertson, and Sievertson now throws it out of bounds. Sievertson thought there was a Lakeland defender closing on him and that he had to hustle. And really had more time to get over to that ball and secure it and then make a choice on what he wanted to do with it. It's the Evergreens' ninth turnover. And the Evergreens are in control of this one, though. Cody Wolf for Lakeland. Keaton Edwards guards him. And Lakeland runs that rotation play, settles for an outside three. That's good. Colin Quadi. He's got both of the Lakeland threes, 29-17. Hallenbach between defenders back out for Keaton Edwards. Keaton's behind the arc, directs a little bit of traffic. Evergreen set up cross court to Sievertson, open, decides not to take it. Now they left Ostrowski alone too, daring him to take that three. Instead to Hallenbach, back to Keaton Edwards, works in. Everyone collapses around the paint. Keaton Edwards up and in. Keaton's first points of the night. 31-27, while Lakeland breaks this with a long pass down court, and shuffling the feet was Colin Quadi. He turns it over. It's the first time that Lakeland has easily beaten full court pressure all night with a long baseball pass all the way down the floor to Quadi, who then shuffled his feet before putting it up and in. So that will cost Lakeland the basket. The Evergreens get the ball back, leading 31-17. This possession will take us under 5 minutes to play in the first half. Here's Ostrowski down low to Hallenbach. On the block, spin scores. Hallenbach for the Evergreens. First player to double digits, he has 10. Full court press is still on. Lakeland breaks it ahead to Wolf. Cooper Bradfish closes in closely. Jermaine is back in. So the sophomore was on the bench for a while. Open for a three. Alex Fortier too strong. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. Yeah, the point guard, no, Jermaine was on the bench for an extended period. Got a chance to look at the three. Hallenbach, three ball, other end, no good. And a rebound to Wolf of Lakeland. Outlet pass now to St. Germain. Evergreens are back. All five defenders hustle back, so no advantage. Lakeland settles for an outside three for Quadi. It's good. So Quadi is the player who seems to be heating up a little bit. This is the closest Lakeland's been in a while. 33-20. Quadi's got 11. Evergreens' Keaton Edwards tried to loft that over the top, knocked away, recovered here by Cooper Bradfish. In traffic, along the baseline, reversing at the rim is Jamison Morgan. He's fouled. Morgan's going to go to the free throw line. Cody Wolf has just picked up his second. First player to two fouls tonight. Lakeland's last foul to give. The Evergreens are in the bonus for the rest of the half. This was in the act of shooting, and Jamison Morgan has missed the first of two free throws. Basketball tonight is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive bodywork is competitive, too, until you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side. The free throw is good, but we have a lane violation against the Evergreens. Wave it off. Colton Hall comes back in. Jamison Morgan goes out. Evergreens lead 33-20 with 4:07 left until halftime. Full court press is still on. Nolan St. Germain over to Fortier, still in the backcourt. Fortier's double teamed, gets it ahead, and they break it to Luke Larson. Baseline, Quadi's had the hot hand. Another three ball, that one he missed. Rebound to Hallenbach in transition. Hallenbach to the left side. Keaton Edwards passes up the three off a screen. Extra pass down low to Cooper Bradfish, fed by Colton Hall. Hall threaded the needle and gets Bradfish into the scoring column for the Evergreens. Long pass down low, knocked away by one of the Everest defenders. This is out of bounds off the Evergreens. Lakeland will keep the ball just barely. 35-20. Quadi, who has 11 of Lakeland's 20 points, going to inbound underneath. In traffic to Larson, the Evergreens body him up right away and got him to miss. Cooper Bradfish, good defense, and Bradfish just ripped the ball away from Wolf of Lakeland. Evergreens in transition, that's knocked away and out of bounds. Evergreens will keep. Trying to push the ball up forward was Colton Hall, and one of the Lakeland players knocked it away from behind. It's out of bounds off the Thunderbirds. Scorer's table just asking if there's a foul called there. There was not. Just simple out-of-bounds ball. And the Evergreens will inbound right in front of the home bleachers. Keaton Edwards into Hallenbach behind the three-point arc. Back to Edwards again. Cross-court pass to Hall, who is open but does not pull the trigger. Back out Cooper Bradfish. Three ball high, arcing, no good. Keaton Edwards battles for the rebound, and he gets it. Goes back out to Bradfish, who looks to drive in, and back to Keaton Edwards. Evergreens will reset. 3 minutes to play until halftime. Bradfish drives in, leaves it to Edwards. Hallenbach open for a three ball near side, high, arcing, no good. Rebound pinballs around Keaton Edwards, can't secure it, goes out of bounds. Off of the Evergreens. The Evergreens didn't run for that ball, thinking that it was off of Lakeland. You heard the crowd, ooh, like maybe they got that one wrong. But the two officials nearest the ball both agreed, Lakeland basketball. 35-20. Lakeland inbounds into the backcourt, Nolan St. Germain. Down low, Quadi open for the three, did not take it, drives in, almost traveled. Passes off to Michael Omet. That was a tougher shot, and he missed it. And the Evergreens get the rebound, Colton Hall. Hall to Hallenbach, baseline, nice pass down low. Hallenbach feeds Cooper Bradfish on the low blocks. Beg your pardon, Braden Kinderman down low. Kinderman for the Evergreens, and Lakeland has just turned the ball over again. Pass down along the baseline, went right between the Everest defender and the Lakeland player, out of bounds. Evergreens get the ball back. Everest 37, Lakeland 20. 2.5 to play until halftime. Keaton Edwards open for a three. No good. Offensive rebound for the Evergreens underneath. Colton Hall is fouled. Putback attempt. Two free throws coming up for Colton Hall. Foul is on Alex Fortier, his second. Colton Hall's first free throw is good. Well, the Evergreens, after being held to 48 points in their Friday win over Marshfield, I know the Evergreens could get to 48 by halftime in this game. 2:16 to play, and the Evergreens have 39 right now as Colton Hall made both of his free throws. Evergreen subbing in freely here. Hallenbeck goes to the bench. Ostrowski's to the bench here, too. Bryce Dobby is in for the Evergreens. Pass ahead to Omet along the baseline. Quadi drives in, pinballed around, knocked free by Sievertson. Goes back to the sophomore guard, Nolan St. Germain, who misses at the rim. Off the back bracket, Evergreens get that rebound. Rebound secured by Cooper Bradfish. Open for a three. Cooper Bradfish gets the rebound and sticks the three ball from straight on. 42-20. Evergreens by 22 with 1:45 left in the half. Ball's knocked away. Out of bounds to the Evergreens. Another Lakeland turnover. 17 turnovers in the first half by the Thunderbirds. And the Evergreens will put Jamison Morgan back in for Keaton Edwards. Evergreens have no starters on the floor right now for the final minute and a half of the first half. And the Evergreens, even with their number twos in, are widening their lead on the Thunderbirds. Lakeland hit back-to-back threes and got within 13. That's the closest they've been. The Evergreens are widening this out. Along the far side, Bradfish, that's blocked along the baseline. And Jamison Morgan rejected there. Evergreens will inbound underneath. Cade Sievertson is the one starter on the floor for the Evergreens now. He'll inbound underneath, got a whistle, and got an arm bar on the Evergreens while trying to move this ball into play. Fouls on the Evergreens. On Jamison Morgan. Evergreens still have fouls to give, only the team's fifth. Lakeland, again, full court pressure in the backcourt, having trouble breaking it. Across to Nolan St. Germain. Breaks the timeline. Evergreens look to double-team on him. St. Germain has his dribble. Sievertson is out to guard him, and there's a travel. Turnover number 18. Passed it back to Luke Larson, who wanted to drive to the basket. Drag the pivot foot. Well, the Evergreens mercifully hold for a final shot here, leading 42-20. 1 minute to play until halftime. And Cade Sievertson is directing traffic. Gives over to Cooper Bradfish. Cross-court pass is knocked away. The Evergreens will keep it. Looking for Bryce Dobby. Still Everest ball. Dobby will inbound. Into Cade Sievertson. Splits defenders. Goes back out. Cooper Bradfish was open for three. Back down to Dobby. Evergreens are running regular offense here. Bradfish in the lane hangs. That was blocked from behind. Loose and picked up by Lakeland. Blocked by Colin Quadi, and Quadi picked up the loose ball. Lakeland can hold for a final shot if they want to. 30 seconds left. Cooper Bradfish almost knocked that ball away. Lakeland gets it cross court. Quadi is near the center circle. Drives into a double team. Dishes off here to Michael Ormet. Ormet was blocked along the baseline. Jamison Morgan for the Evergreens. Everybody's getting into the act. Lakeland will keep the ball, swatted from behind by Captain Morgan. In traffic, Lakeland inbounds underneath, back out. Quadi thought about the three, bounces down low to Oymet. 13 seconds left in the half. Oymet spins towards the rim, and he's fouled. Free throws are coming up here. Jamison Morgan has picked up his second. Oymet will shoot two free throws. The first of which is good. Oymet's sister is a star freshman for the Lakeland Thunderbirds, and his mother's the girls' basketball coach, who, by the way, is an undergraduate, attended DC Everest. All comes around full circle. Oymet's second free throw, missed it. Evergreens get the rebound. Cooper Bradford's pushing forward, 10 seconds left in the half. It's in Sievertson's hands. Splits defender, stripped from behind. Ball's loose, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Evergreens with 4 seconds left. Evergreens will inbound right at the scorer's table. Dobby will trigger it in. Evergreens can still dribble once or twice. Now something's wrong with the clock. The clock, which showed 4 seconds, now shows 0.5 seconds. So we're going to get that fixed. And then the Evergreens will get a final look at the basket. Yep, 5 seconds left. From half court, Dobby inbounds Cooper Bradfish. One dribble, two dribbles, 2 seconds, 1 second. Got to put this up. It's instead knocked away, and that's where the half will come to an end. It is halftime, and the Evergreens have doubled up the Lakeland Thunderbirds right now. It's 42-21. Back in the studio, we owe you a 30-second break. Let's take it right now. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Your way of celebrating New Year's has changed. You've done away with dinner reservations at expensive restaurants and fighting to get a drink in a busy bar. Your idea of a good time consists of family, friends, and a good meal to tie them all together. Let Country Fresh Meats provide the main course. Whether you're serving beef, chicken, pork, or turkey, you can expect your meal to be